Welcome back. Thanks for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment.
Okay, so now here I am doing a deep dive on Mr. Potato Head.
Okay.
It's just, you know, so they had to come out and clarify. Grant, you may have said this. They had to clarify yesterday because remember Mr. Peanut was killed off.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
So when Hasbro came out and said that Mr. Potato Head was now just Potato Head, people were concerned that Mr. Potato Head had been killed off as a lovable icon.
I did not clarify that. That's wow.
So then they had to come out, Hasbro did, because people on Twitter were like, what are you doing to Mr. Potato Head? And they said, while it was announced today that the Potato Head brand name and logo are dropping, the Mr. I Yam, they wrote, proud to confirm that Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head aren't going anywhere and will remain Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. It's just the brand will now be Potato Head.
Do you think they're just trying to get in the news? You know, Oreo comes out with a new cookie. You
well,
know,
look, just... I'm all for it, like, because the story that they compared this to, this on NBC News, you know, Barbie. Listen, I love the idea of Barbie not just being this picture-perfect, teeny-waisted, blonde-haired bombshell.
Sure.
I love that. I think that that is meaningful change in the world of what are the toys that our kids interact with so that they can see different versions of it. I think that that is really meaningful and makes sense. Changing the Potato Head brand to take off Mister, I think might be can we get a headline? And boy, they did.
We're talking about it.
But they're potatoes.
They're
potatoes.
They're
Barbie
not...
is a woman, yeah. is a girl. These are potatoes, right? Am I crazy? Tell me that I'm crazy.
No, you're not.
Crazy.
You're
it's
not.
Really funny. Millennial Hannah tweeted out that potatoes have no gender. And I didn't have the context at the time. And I just wrote, you're so weird.
Can we do a welfare check
and then
on
I
Hannah?
And then I found the article and was like, oh, I see.
Yeah. When is the time that your friend tweeted and you were almost sure they were drunk? Only to find out they weren't drunk. Potatoes have no gender.
Oh, gosh.
So anyway, but yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head will still be out there. But the brand is now Potato Head. So that, as they said, all feel welcome in the Potato Head world.
That's good. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Remember the song?
No.
Mr. Potato Head, he's a bucket of fun. Pour out the bucket of everyone. Something like that. Mr. Potato Head. He's a bucket of fun.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean, though? Barbie, this is great. Barbie,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, sure.
And now even Hasbro's like probably thinking, did we need to do this? Why did we just cause confusion for our people? Did they think that we killed off Don Rickles, essentially, is what we think of now? Because he voices Mr. Potato Head
in
Toy
right.
Story. And the fabulous Estelle Harris, I believe, is Mrs. Potato Head. She, George Costanza's mother on Seinfeld.
Oh, fun.
She voices Mrs. Potato Head. Oh,
all
so
right,
funny.
That's good to know. Do your kids have a Potato Head?
We had a Potato Head for a while.
And then what happened?
I don't know if he's still here. I don't know if...
Like most of them, you probably lose half the pieces and then they just don't play with it anymore.
Yeah.
Right, or you step on it and fall down the stairs.
Yeah, and you're yes. like, we're throwing this out. yeah, I don't think we have it. I think he didn't make the cut. And I believe we had Mr. Potato Head.
Okay. All right.
I got your song, Steve.
Oh, here, let me hear.
Mr. Potato Head and his bucket of farts. Last night is his name. Last night, Mr. Potato Head and his bucket of farts. Now it's a time for everyone to make a million silly faces. It's the place to start. Put them all together and take them all apart.
Put them all together and take them all apart.
It's Mr. Potato Head and his bucket of farts.
Now it's a time for everyone.
Okay, does not ring a bell.
Right,
oh, okay.
Potato Head and his bucket of parts from Play School.
Oh, I loved Play School toys so much.
Bucket of parts.
Wasn't that the Easy Bake Oven Play School?
They did things like the houseboat,
the
bus,
yes,
the schoolhouse, the farmhouse, all that stuff. Oh, loved it. I could play with that stuff for hours. That was fun.
You ever think of playing with toys?
Yes.
Again?
Sometimes.
Because I think that after my kids are grown and go away.
Oh, no, I can't deal with you right now.
Just let me say this. I think that I will still from time to time, especially since it'll be so accessible with GlorbTube, which will be the YouTube of the future, that I will go back and watch some old cartoons that we used to watch together.
Okay, that's just fine.
To like tap into it.
Oh, my God, you're going to be so annoying to them. I can already see it. They're going to be like, oh, my father just cannot let go.
Steve will be the guy at college dropping his son off, like hanging out in the dorm for way too long. You know, like, all right, Dad, you can go now. You can go. It's okay.
Hey, guys, brought you some beer, man. Drink for your old man. All the football games. I'm like, Dad, please.
Dad.
You show up at the tailgates all decked out in gear.
Face paint.
So what are you telling me? That these kids are just supposed to grow up and then leave us?
Oh,
is that
man.
The plan?
Yes, that's your job, is you're supposed to prepare them to be independent. It's not about you.
Didn't you leave Pennsylvania and go to California?
That was different, Grant.
Not
I
really.
Wasn't a parent.
But your parents were parents.
Yes.
Oh, prove it.
Science.
It's just it is such a funny thing.
I have to say, my dad and mom and sister and her boyfriend drove me to I moved away from home. I moved to Georgia. I never saw my dad cry the way I saw him cry when we said goodbye at the door. It was heart-wrenching. Because, you know, you see your dad as this big, strong presence in your life, and then to see him break down, and you're like, oh, I did this to him.
Oh, no.
You shall not do that to your children.
Remember the scene in Father of the Bride?
No. No. And no butterfly kisses either.
Grant, there's a scene. Have you seen Father of the Bride, Grant?
It's been a long time, but
There is a scene. No, you don't have to look it up. It'll make me cry. It actually does. But where Steve Martin gives away his daughter and then they play this highlight reel. And he says he realizes that at that point, his little Annie will never walk down the stairs. And I'm like,
he's going to do it.
Gosh, I cannot do this.
That's so cute.
Oh, Lord. And I will tell the story, and then we're going to go to break, that when I watch Father of the Bride first time as a parent of a daughter, I start crying. We're watching it on separate couches, so my wife's over there. And I start crying multiple times. And I'm like wiping my tears away. And then we get to a point where he walks in and sees his daughter as she is trying on her wedding gown. And I'm like, oh, Lord, I'm breaking down. And I hear Lou across the living room go, oh, and I was like, thank you. I'm not crying alone. And then Lou says, that dress.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. Oh, it my is gosh. Hideous. I know. Oh, God.
That's totally me and Lily. I will cry over commercials, and she'll look over at me like, what are you doing?
Oh, you guys are so cute.
Meanwhile, Donna. The hardened woman of the 80s.
No, I cry at everything.
She loves love, Steve.
She's looking for an alley brawl.
No, I'm not. I love love. If I see an old couple walking down a street holding hands, I can lose my you-know-what. Just love.
When we come back, don't make that noise. Okay. We're going to do a study. Okay. A couple, actually. Do you know the best time scientifically to eat lunch every day? There's a real method to it. Depending on when you eat breakfast, there is a formula for when you should eat lunch. We'll break a little bit of that nerdy stuff down. And our Facebook question today is, what's your most irrational fear? We'll all confess. Make fun of each other.
Okay.
Next on My Talk. Hey, Donna.
Hey, what, Steve?
I would like to talk with you about my underwear now.
All right, fine.
You have to
sit there and listen. No eye contact.
No, okay, of course. Right, okay, I'm looking in the other direction. Here's the deal. The Chill Boys underwear that I'm wearing now, the boxer briefs that are made of bamboo, Panda approved, are so stinking comfortable. And I know that you have some too. And go ahead, preach about it.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm wearing the bamboo boxers.
Yes.
And they're cool. I mean, like physically, temperature-wise, they're cool.
Isn't it wild? You notice it. When you put it on your leg, you feel the coolness of the fabric, which is crazy to me.
Without a doubt. They're also really soft. They're breathable. I know for you, they've got anti-chafing, which is a great thing. Women love them too. You might not give them back to your guy if you buy them for him.
That's the truth for women. They can just be like comfy around the house shorts or jammy shorts. And dudes, I am telling you, you will try them on once. They will be the most comfortable pair of boxers or boxer briefs that you've ever put on. If you want more information, you want to order, you can easily go to chillboys.com. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Yeah! Okay, back we are on My Talk 1071, Everything Entertainment with Donna and Steve.
Studies have shown that the microbial...
Several long-term studies have shown...
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown...
And here with their findings are study buddies...
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
Hello!
Hey, Steve!
Everybody!
Hey, everybody say hey!
When's the best time to eat lunch?
There's 1 p.m.
Donna.
What?
There is a real method to the madness. And maybe your eating schedule's been a little bit out of whack due to the pandemic. Spoiler alert, if you're watching the news DVR'd and haven't started it since last March, the world sucks. Your first meal of the day should be within about 30 to 60 minutes of waking up.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And when your stomach gets half full, digestion should take about 4 hours. So you shouldn't feel like you need a snack for a while. Now, if you're getting hungry an hour or two after breakfast, that would be a sign that your meal was either way too small or it didn't have a balanced ratio of food groups like protein and fiber. Mm-hmm. Now, when you feel hungry, mm-hmm. try thinking about it in terms of a hunger scale mm-hmm. where one is extremely hungry. I hate that they did this backwards, but so be it. And 10 is stuffed. If one is extremely hungry and 10 is stuffed, you should aim to eat when you're at about a 4 and stop at about a 6. So based on all of that,
mm-hmm.
you should be ready for lunch about 4 or 5 hours after breakfast. So if you wake up at 8 and eat breakfast at 8:30, your ideal lunchtime is probably somewhere at about 1 p.m.
I guessed right. I didn't even look ahead.
I know, Donna.
I am amazing.
That's why I feel super proud of you.
Thanks, Steve.
Everybody is different, though. And a lot of factors go into it, like your like your age, mm-hmm. like your appetite. We all have ages.
I know, but I see what you did there.
No, I didn't do that. No.
Your age, I just cannot wait till you hit my age. I am going to hunt you down and be like, how's it feel now, B-word?
Something's telling me I'll have time to get away.
Oh,
yeah.
We got 40 minutes.
No.
She still thinks we're on the air.
No, you're doing great. Donna, you're not that much older than me.
I know.
Well, okay. Just like almost a couple of decades. So... eat at 1.
Yes, 1 o'clock.
Your appetite will also factor in and how much you move how much you move around during the day.
Okay.
Our Facebook questions today.
Uh-huh.
I can hear Steve crawling out of a hole right now.
What is your irrational fear? Do you have one, Donna?
I have probably a lot. Like, if I go to close a car door, I'm like, what if my finger got stuck inside there and I couldn't get it out and I'm all alone? And then how am I going to open it? And then my finger's dangling. Then am I going to have to put it on ice and then run to the hospital by myself? And it just goes on from there. How about you?
Whoa. You know, I guess I have, like, the irrational fear of just, like, my kids getting hurt or...
That's sweet.
Or you know, dying. That's dark. Carla says the same thing on our Facebook page. A lot of people worried, just, you know, irrational. You don't need to be. There's a risk in every little thing that you do, but then you'll find one specific thing. I have an irrational fear when I get on roller coasters where I have to check the harness over and over and over again because, you know, those hydraulic ones? I want there to be a belt that clicks in. As opposed to just the hydraulic pressure, like magnetized one?
Yeah. I want to be wrapped with Velcro all the way around the seat.
I am with you, my friend. The idea of being in a loop, the roller coaster getting stuck, and then the seat, whew, the harness thing going up, I don't like that. And that's very unlikely that that would happen.
Yeah, that's really a leap of faith.
Yeah, that's one of my irrational fears. If I go to Valley Fair with friends or any time, I don't ride rides anymore. I could as a kid, but now there's something. I mean, I used to handle a lot of mechanics and build things. I hate to say this, I just don't trust the upkeep on roller coasters and things like that.
You look at the carnies and you're like, that guy, did he throw this together for the state fair?
Right. You get that thing pushed down on you, and like sometimes like maybe you're breathed out a little bit, so it's pushed out, and then all of a sudden it's locked, and now you've got this little gap in there and you're sliding around. And I have roller coasters, that is that, and debt, like my credit card debt and all that stuff, are my two big, like, on my shoulders all the time.
I loved rides up until 2 years ago, and now that we're talking about it, I'm like, I think I'm done. I think with rides. I love roller coasters. I love the loop-de-loops and all that stuff.
Yeah, I love rides.
Do love it, but I think I can be done now.
I went on those scary ones at the state fair, the big one that goes up way high in the sky.
That's terrifying.
That zipper horrified me.
Oh,
very, very scary. And they stop you at the top.
Yeah, and then they unload everybody, and you kind of sit there and dangle and swing. And
Mama
zipper.
Mia.
Not fun.
Your irrational fear. This is a funny admission and then a response by our friend Jing Lai. Kirsten says, sudden loud noises. That's her irrational fear. I can't be around balloons or fireworks. I instantly plug my ears if I sense a loud noise is imminent. To which then Jing Lai responds to Kirsten, you're like a lovely cat.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
What up, Jing?
Hi, Jing. Anna Lee says, my irrational fear is birds. Birds. Yeah. I tried to pick up a baby bird when I was 4, and the mama bird swooped down. Ooh. To this day, I flinch or freeze in place if a fluttering bird gets near me. Yas, queen.
That's a good one.
I saw a bird the other day. Where was I? I was in a store. Oh my gosh. Was I in Costco? No, I haven't been to Costco. Wherever I was, I'm like, does anybody else know that there's a bird in here?
Oh.
And I was like, I wanted to run to the bathroom just to escape it.
Oh, I love it when I see a bird in a store.
Yeah, they're all over Ridgedale, Mall of America.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Mary is afraid someone's going to throw her off a bridge. Mary,
yes, first. Good one.
Diana is afraid of a car wash.
Oh, another one.
Delana is afraid of the garbage disposal. I cannot put my hands in there even when it's off.
Oh, I get it. I get it. What up, Delana?
It's the best time to put it in when it's off.
Yes. The only time, actually. When we come back, let's talk about Prince Harry's interview with James Corden and why he says he stepped away from the royal family. And we're back. Just like that. Donna and Steve here on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. The Late Late Show with James Corden was a good one. He had Prince Harry on, which is interesting because everybody's waiting for that Oprah interview, right?
I know. And then she gets scooped by James Corden. No, I get it. I'm sure he asks a different line of questions than the great Oprah does.
Well, he'll keep it real light.
Yeah, and Megan's not there. We'll get the harder-hitting interview. But still, considering how infrequently they do press, it was interesting that Harry goes on with Corden a week and a half before he's scheduled to sit down with Oprah.
And it's interesting because he's so open and fun and light, it seems, you know, with James.
Could it be their across the pond connection?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Probably. So let's start with this. James Corden asks Prince Harry for his feelings on The Crown.
How do you feel about The Crown? They don't pretend to be news. It's fictional. But it's loosely based on the truth.
Yes.
Of course it's not strictly accurate.
Of course.
It's not. But loosely.
But you do think loosely it does feel
it
like...
It gives you a rough idea about what that lifestyle and what the pressures of putting duty and service above family and everything else, what can come from that. I'm way more comfortable with The Crown than I am seeing the stories written about my family or my wife or myself. Because it's the difference between that is obviously fiction, take it how you will, but this is being reported on as fact because you're supposedly news.
Yeah.
I have a real issue with that.
Hmm. Oh. Interesting, huh?
Very.
I
first of all, sounds like he watches.
It does.
Make entry in here.
It does, Steve.
And then Olivia Colman.
James Corden, I don't know if we have this clip, but he had asked him who he would want to play him in The Crown.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess the guy's a dead ringer for him. Let's see if I can remember it, because we only have a few clips.
Rupert Grint.
Is that what he said?
No, I'm guessing.
Oh, okay. So the answer is da-da-da-da. The answer is, where is it? Okay, he was quick to answer. The guy from Billions, Damian Lewis.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, sure.
Damian Lewis. Okay, we do have another clip. And this one has to do with James Corden. Okay, so James Corden calls Meghan Markle from Prince Harry's phone, FaceTimes her, to ask her if she would be interested in purchasing the house from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Hey, Meghan. Now, listen, I've got to talk to you about something quite serious, okay?
Tell me.
I'm here with the big man. Now, do you recognize this house?
No.
That is the house from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And I think this is where you should live. I don't think there's anything cooler. You'd be the Fresh Princess of Bel-Air. Well, of course, he dragged his heels. He's already used the bathroom. That's how at home he feels.
Well, that's wonderful. I think we've done enough moving.
Here's what I'll do. I'll put you in touch with the owners. You guys can thrash it out. There's no doubt in my mind that this is where you should be, okay?
Okay.
Has,
how's your tour of
LA
going?
Has? I didn't know we were calling you Has now.
No, you're not my wife, so.
How dare you?
Has. Did she call him Has or Hairs?
No, I think Has.
Has.
Like. Or,
oh, like she's saying like ha, like Harry,
here,
Has.
I can pull it. Let's just try to.
Okay, all right, let's see.
Tour of LA going?
Has. I didn't know we were calling you Has now.
No.
Should be, okay?
Okay. Has, how's your tour of LA going?
Has? I didn't know we were calling you Has now.
No, you're not my wife, so.
How dare you?
That was very Ozzy Osbourne.
I know, it kind of was. Okay.
Wait, cool, they actually go into the Fresh Prince house.
That's awesome. Could you imagine being the homeowners there?
Prince Harry and James Corden at your door?
No, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm in a bathrobe.
This was not a pre-set up shot. Like, it's poorly lit in there.
Wow. I really wish, I know it has to, maybe it has to be outside, but I hate that background noise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like just the nature and traffic and all that.
Sure.
Finally, the final clip we have is James Corden taking him inside the house.
This here, right there, is the house from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. The very house that Will Smith turns up to is good enough for the Fresh Prince. It's good enough for a real prince.
Okay.
Do you remember the song?
Now, this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. Now, take a minute and sit right there.
I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called
Bel-Air.
Look at you! See? It's made for you.
Very cute.
That's a funny bit.
Yeah.
Also, he asked Harry what Archie's first word was. It was crocodile or alligator. Was it crocodile? It was something with three syllables.
Really?
It was a reptile of some sort.
He bypassed ball, dog, spot.
Mom.
Mama, dada.
Yeah, I think it was crocodile. Crocodile? Was it crocodile? Either way, so cute. And then finally, what the queen gave him for Christmas, I think. So the queen calls Harry and is like, what does Archie want for Christmas? And he said, a waffle maker. So she sent him a waffle maker.
Oh.
I guess he likes waffles.
Huh.
Cute, right?
That's cute. That's a fun, I'm going to watch this whole interview later today.
I am too. I'm not a huge fan of him, like, I have a little bit of secondhand embarrassment with, like, just the overt silliness of...
Oh, Donna.
Of James?
Yeah, it just feels a little forced. To me,
yeah, I can see that, but I feel like with this one, kind of going back to like it's just two guys together. They're, you know, maybe
he's making himself available and just having fun.
Yeah,
it's fine.
We never would see Prince Harry do anything like this, so I think it's kind of fun.
Yeah, What's your problem, Donna?
I got no problem. It's Friday.
Yes, he's right about that.
Oh, by the way, I have more pictures of Kristen Stewart as Princess Di.
I saw a couple of those last night.
I didn't think they were as good as the first set that we saw.
Yeah, the first one was better.
I'm seeing Kristen Stewart, her face, more.
Yeah.
It almost looks cartoonish. Like her clothes don't fit her that well.
Did it look extra wiggy this time?
It did look extra wiggy.
I want to make sure I'm remembering the photo I saw.
Wiggy. It's on TMZ. So if you go to TMZ, you'll see it there. But yeah, I mean, I will watch anything that has to do with the royals. Anything. It's just so weird that that exists. Doesn't it feel like something that would only have exist like, you know, in the 1500s? And it's still going on today.
Yeah, it is. It's fascinating. It is fascinating that it still is a thing.
Yeah.
Still so respected. Has.
Yeah, and beloved.
How's
it
for LA going, Has?
Hey, Has.
Meghan Markle's hair looked awesome in that.
Oh, she's gorgeous. She's stunning.
Stunning beauty she has there.
Yes.
So, too, her sister-in-law.
Yes, very much so. And by the way, Harry also said as part of this interview that the British press is so bad, and any father, any husband would have just wanted to get their family away from that. And he said he had to do it because it was destroying his mental health.
I actually have that little clip here I found. It. Do you want to hear that real quick?
Sure.
Yeah, let's see. I think I queued it up right.
And it was destroying my mental health. I was really? Like, this is toxic.
Yeah.
So I did what any husband and what any father would do, is like, I need to get my family out of here.
So he did.
Wow. And yes, that's fairly open, you know, that he's being there in that interview. For Corden being, doing a bunch of bits and stuff like that, it's not exactly going to be an Oprah interview. But still, you're getting some of the goods there.
I think sometimes that's how you get the goods. Is by, if you're presenting a light and inviting, fun environment, the person being interviewed will kind of adapt to that energy.
Let their guard down, have some fun.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, I still can't find these pictures. I mean, I am scrolling.
TMZ, okay, here.
Like a big dog.
I have it linked up in our show outline.
Is that right?
I do, right where it says more pics of Kristen Stewart at 11 o'clock.
Oh, I love that. That is really smart.
Like
how you did it.
Outfit doesn't look like it should be more tailored for a princess. You know what I mean?
Was she tall?
Tailored. Yes, 5'10".
And I don't, is Kristen Stewart? Because I don't, it just doesn't, that's the one thing I'm noticing. She seems like she's too short, but that's not, I shouldn't judge it like that. But you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
It just doesn't seem
Princess
like,
Diana, if she had heels on, she'd be like almost 6 feet.
That's what I remember her feet, being just very tall.
Tall, statuesque.
Yes.
Tailored. How do you say it?
I think you say tailored, and I would say tailored.
Tailored.
Huh?
Tailored.
Tailored. Tailored?
Tailored. Tailored as opposed to
Taylor.
Tail. Yeah,
tailor. I'm saying tail and
you're
then adding
you
an
might
ER.
You right. Tail. First of all, two things before we look up the pronunciation of Taylor. Grant, could you pull that up on Google?
I think Taylor Swift pronounces it Taylor.
I think we're being too hard on Chris. I think that these are actually pretty good. When you scroll down and look at the picture of Princess Di in that same, virtually the same outfit.
Yeah.
I think it's good. And yes, you do see Kristen Stewart.
Okay, look at Kristen Stewart. Her collar, her turtleneck is all slouchy, like the guy in that commercial on a date.
Yeah.
Where the girl can't stop looking at it because it's all stretched out.
Yeah.
And then Princess Diana is very fitted. Everything is very fitted on her, and she looks very, very well put together. Kristen Stewart looks like she's dressing up for Halloween.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Taylor.
Wait, Donna, wait.
Taylor.
Hang on.
That's how I say it.
Taylor.
Slower. Here we go.
Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Taylor.
I think that's what she was doing, yeah.
Tail with an ER at the end. Taylor.
Tay.
You're saying Taylor.
Taylor.
I'm saying Taylor.
Taylor.
We're driving everybody crazy. We better go.
Taylor.
We're going down a hole. Stop it.
Donna, we started the show in a hole, actually talking about holes.
Oh, by the way, Grant, you got in here late. If you would do us the pleasure of checking out the sea creature at 9:45 this morning, okay. Click on that link. I'm sorry, I can't link it up for everybody, but you can find that on the Daily, the New York Post.
Oh, oh.
That is a fish, my friend.
That is a fish.
That's a fish.
That is why we don't snorkel.
It's very phallic very, for those of you just joining us. Go back and listen to the first hour of the podcast.
It is heinous.
It is not heinous. It is a pee.
Oh, man.
When we come back.
You want a good laugh? Check it out.
Beavis and Butthead have a new movie coming out, their second movie. They announced it via Zoom, kind of, sort of. You'll get to hear from them. I'll let you know where it's going to be making its debut when we come back. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Final stretch, you guys, of the whole week on the Donna and Steve Show.
Ooh.
This is My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson. Hey. I am Grant. We got to get a sounder that says, I am Grant.
Yeah.
Just make myself
known. We'll get
known.
Baby Grant.
Yeah, we could still have, like, it could be from I am Groot, but then Rocco. Maybe we could just have Rocco just do.
Work his magic.
Grant.
That would be great. Yeah. We should do that.
Put a bug in Rocco's ear.
He can do that.
Yeah. Okay. He could pull it off.
We should get everybody. A baby Grant, too.
Hey, guys, just a quick reminder. That you can watch Twin Cities Live today at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
I'm co-hosting
that. Oh, good for you.
You've. Elizabeth Reese.
Like, oh, good for you.
Mm-hmm. Too early.
You've. Steve, what's happening on your show today?
You know, we're rounding up Restaurant Week. We've been featuring Restaurant Week. Don't forget, you know, our friends at Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine are helping to get the word out about restaurants. So we're going to be featuring another great deal in case you wanted to get out and safely enjoy some restaurants again and help support that part of our local economy.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's going to
that
be
That really
great.
Is. Now, are you in the studio? I never know if you're in or out.
I'll be in the studio.
Yep. Okay.
I do, I'll do a news hit on the noon news at about 12:45 down in the corner of my living room.
Uh-huh.
Thank you ahead of time for watching.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, and then I'll head in, and then I'll head home.
What time do you get here?
Today I'll probably get here, let's see, a wrap. I'll be wrapped here at 1 o'clock with TV stuff, and then probably leave within the next 15 minutes, probably right around 2 o'clock.
So you do all your hair and your makeup and stuff before you get in the car?
Yeah, I just have to do a little powder when I get here, you know, and then print scripts. But I can go through that show here so that I can really minimize shared time in any office space with anybody.
I see. That's great.
It's really great. Yeah, it's great. Thanks for asking.
Has Elizabeth met your baby yet?
No.
Have you met Elizabeth's baby?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no one at my work has met my baby.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, no. Donna, when do you want to come over?
Can I really?
Possibly.
Okay.
When could I come over?
Tonight?
No, I don't want to.
Okay.
WandaVision. I have to watch WandaVision tonight.
Oh. Is today the night it comes, the day that it's dropped?
Yeah, it drops on Fridays.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's two more episodes this week and next week, I believe.
Wow.
And this week's going to be a little bit longer. Last week had quite the plot twist.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I heard it was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's so funny. It's so campy and weird how they're doing it all. Even the big plot twists are dripping in camp. It's just...
It sounds really creative.
Yes.
It is.
Like, really good, smart, clever writing.
Like I said earlier, I've never... Steve, you can say this. You've never seen anybody take this approach with a TV show. At least the beginning aspect, and then... You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just...
For sure.
It's unique.
And we still don't understand why we're traveling through sitcom decades.
Yes.
One house to the next. It's always a different set every week.
What was the last week's set? Was it a Modern Family feel, or what was that?
Yeah, because the name of last week's WandaVision episode was Breaking the Fourth Wall. So it was that kind of thing. The Office.
Yes.
It was the Office intro.
Yes, that's it. It was the Office intro. And then they had him sitting on couches, like in Modern Family, talking to the camera.
Oh, yep. Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's but then, really I mean, cute. And I started falling asleep, not because I wasn't enjoying it. It was just, you know, it was like 9 o'clock on a Friday night and I laid down on the couch. I started falling asleep and then I started waking back up. And I'm like, wait, what?
Me too.
What? And then a song bust out, and I'm like, what?
Oh, I love it.
And then I rewatch it on Sunday. I do the same thing, Steve.
Yeah. Great. Donna.
What? I got stuff. Elijah. I've got things going on. I have to watch the chimpanzee documentary. I've got the Woody Allen thing. Mia Farrow story coming up.
Tonight, though, you don't have to watch Chimps tonight. Farrow versus Allen or Allen versus Farrow, that's not coming out until Sunday night. Mm. Why not watch episode one of WandaVision tonight?
Okay.
Or Cobra Kai. Aren't you finished season one of that, right?
True. No? Oh, yeah. I'm on to season two already. I'm like with season two.
I'm almost done with season two.
It better. I hope it gets good because now I'm starting to be like, it's just getting a little complacent.
Just wait.
Okay. Keep going. All right.
Just wait till the end.
All right. Yeah, and that guy.
Finish season two and tell me if you want to bail.
Okay.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Well, that guy, the Cobra Kai's sensei, mm-hmm. the sensei.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like him. he's got a punchable face.
I think that's how they want you to feel.
Yeah.
All right. What do we know about Beavis and Butthead?
Beavis and Butthead, they're coming back. They released a. They have a movie, and it's coming to Paramount Plus, and they released the announcement yesterday. Who did we say was going to Paramount Plus yesterday? The Frasier reboot. Well, now they're getting a new Beavis and Butthead movie, the short video, which jokingly took place over Zoom. They're sitting on the couch next to each other, but in split screens. Here's how it sounded.
Hello? So do we have everybody?
Let's see, is Butthead here?
Damn it, Beavis, I'm right here.
Oh, yeah, there you are.
But, we're making a movie.
Yeah, and it's going to be on Paramount Plus. Kick
ass. Oh, my God. You said Mount.
He said Mount.
Mount.
Stupid.
Okay, so I hated this show when it was out.
Oh, you did?
Yes, terrible. But I bet if I go back and watch it now with eyes, I would be like, that is. I remember, wasn't there a character, Cornholio?
Yeah, where they pull their shirt up over the back of their head. I am Cornholio.
So stupid.
It is dumb. Yeah, but you'll not want to laugh, and then you'll end up laughing.
Right. Yeah.
People, some right here smacks.
that Zoom call was funny. That was good. Good marketing.
Good idea.
Oh, all right. Well, all right. I linked that up for everybody at my talk, 1071.com. Thank you for remembering our Friday sing along goodbye song. Steve?
Time to get a carrot. Carrot time.
Is that what you're having for lunch?
I don't know yet.
All right, good. Colleen and Bradley are coming in next. We'll see you back here on Monday. Thank you for listening, everyone.